Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's show, we're studying Perek Nun Aleph, chapter 51. In chapter 51, Yirmiyahu continues his description of how the other nations are going to come and defeat Bavel. And in today's chapter, he'll more specifically focus on the rise of the country of Madai, and they will be the nation that will lead the other nations against the Babylonians. Pasuk Aleph, Ko Ma Adonai, Hinini Me'ira Bavel, Del Yoshvei Lev Kamai, Ruach Mashchit. God is warning that he's going to arouse all these nations against Bavel and against the inhabitants of Lev Kamai. We'll talk about what those words mean in a minute. Ruach Mashchit, a spirit of destruction. God's going to bring these enemies and give them the spirit and wage war against Bavel to destroy it. Here we find Bavel is described in two names. First, the regular name Bavel, and also as a nation called Lev Kamai. Most commentators point out that Lev Kamai is a trick in Hebrew called Adbash, where I code the words by saying the opposite letter of the alphabet. For example, in Adbash, the letter Aleph is replaced with a Taf, and the letter Bet is replaced with a Shin. So the name Abba, instead of Aleph, Bet, Aleph, in Adbash would be Taf, Shin, Taf. So if you do the Adbash and decode the name Lev Kamai, it comes out to the name Kasdim. And we know the Babylonians are also called the Kasdim. So therefore, Yoshvei Lev Kamai is a very cute way of saying the inhabitants of the Kasdim, or the Babylonians. But also, if you take those words in Hebrew, they also have meaning, the nation who had a heart to arise against God. Pasuk Bet, V'shilachti le'Bavel zarim v'zerua. God is going to send these strange nations against Bavel, and they're going to spread them out. The zarot is when you throw the wheat and the chaff up in the air, and the wind spreads it out. So in the same way that the wind spreads out the chaff, so too these nations are going to spread out the Babylonians in all different directions. V'vokuku et arza. Here's a very interesting verb, like the word bakbuk. When someone empties out liquid from a bottle, it makes a sound like bakbuk, and therefore, pouring something out of a bottle, here is referred to as vivokuku, and these nations who God is sending are going to empty out the inhabitants of Bavel and cause them to leave their land. Ki hayu aleha misaviv biyom ra'ah. Because these nations are going to come from around on this day of their punishment, and will empty them out and throw them out of their land. In Pasuk Gimel, God is going to call now upon the soldiers of those countries coming to attack Bavel, to tell them how to get ready for battle. El yidroch adorech kashto, to the archer who is about to draw his arrow. The el yital b'siryono, and the soldier is about to put on his protective armor. The al tachlemu el bachureha, to them God says, don't have any mercy on their young men. Hacharimu kol tzva'a, destroy, wipe out its entire army. God is calling upon the soldiers of all these nations to do their job and defeat Bavel and totally destroy them. V'naflu chalalim be'eretz Kasdim, when they do this, all these casualties will fall in the land of Kasdim. U'mudukarim b'chutzoteha, Babylonians who have been stabbed will be lying all over the open courtyards of the land of Bavel. And now God is going to explain why he's going to bring his vengeance against the Babylonians. Pasuk Hei, ki lo aman Yisrael v'Yehuda me'elohav, the people of Israel and the people of Yehuda are not like a widower from their God. When someone loses his spouse, in Hebrew that's called to be an amana, to be a widow. God is saying, I'm not gone, I didn't die, I'm still your spouse, I punished you, and you've gone into rehabilitation, but don't consider it that your spouse is gone. And therefore God says, ki lo aman Yisrael v'Yehuda me'elohav, me'adonai tzavot. The people of Israel and the people of Yehuda should not consider themselves as widowers from their God. Ki atzam mala asham b'kdosh Yisrael. There's two ways to understand this phrase. Either it's explaining why was it that God sent Am Yisrael out of their land, not that he left his people and is not coming back, but because the land was full of sin against the God of Israel, therefore he sent them out, but now he's going to bring them back. Or he's coming to explain why God is coming to punish the Babylonians, because the land of Bavel was full of sin. In Pasuk Vav, God is going to continue to describe what will happen when the Babylonians are punished by these nations from the north. Nusu mitoch Bavel. He's calling upon the people, run away from Bavel. Umatu ish nafsho, al tidamu bavona. He's telling the people, get out of there, run away as fast as you can, because if you stay there, you will be destroyed or killed together with its sin. Ki et nekamahi ladonai, gmo hu meshalem la. This is a time for God's vengeance. God is now venting his anger against the Babylonians for what they have done wrong, even though he used them before as his whip. Now he's punishing them for their bad deeds, as we explained in yesterday's chapter. It's the retribution, it's their gmul, God is paying them for what they've done wrong. In Pasuk Zayin, the Navi is going to return to the imagery back in chapter 25, where he compared the nations being defeated by Bavel to taking a cup of wine and making the nations drink it and throw it up. So now he's going to describe how Bavel was to God like this cup of wine. Kotz zahab Bavel biyad Adonai. Bavel was like a golden cup of wine in the hand of God. Mishakeret kol haaretz, causing all the lands and all the nations to become drunk. Mi'ena shatu goyim. From its wine, all the nations had a drink, and God used them to punish all those nations. Al kein yitholalu goyim. And for that reason, all the nations went wild and suffered from Bavel. God is going to return now and punish them. Pasachet. Pitom nafla Bavel v'tishaver. Now suddenly Bavel is going to fall and break. Helilu ala. Now everyone's going to be so happy that it's been destroyed. Kuchut tsari l'machova. God saying ironically, you know, take some medicine for its pain. Tsari was a type of plant which was used for medicine. So God saying, kuchut tsari l'machova ulai terafe. Take some medicine for its pain, maybe it'll get better. The people answer back in Pasuk Tet, Ripinu et Bavel v'lo nirpata. We tried to make Bavel better, but she did not recover. Izvua, let's abandon her. V'nelech ish l'artzo, let every man go back to his land. Kinaga al shamayim mishpata, v'nisa ad shchakim. Its judgment for its evil has touched the very tops of the heavens. It's gone up all the way to the top of the sky. The Navi now is explaining, why is it that Bavel is receiving such a severe punishment? Because God is judging it finally for all the things it had done wrong. Pasuk Yod, Hotzi Adonai et tzidkotenu. God has proclaimed our vindication. Bon nisapra b'tzion. Let's go and tell about this in the land of Israel in Zion. Et maseh Adonai Eloheinu. All the many ways and the works of God, how he's finally brought his punishment against his enemies. In the next section, God again is going to call upon all the soldiers who are coming now to attack Bavel to make sure they do a good job. Haveru hachitzim. Sharpen the arrows. Milu hashlatim. Fill up your quivers with these arrows. Heir Adonai ruach machem Madai. God now has aroused the spirit of the kings and the officers of Madai, the nation of Madai from the north. Ki al Bavel mezimato lashchita. Now the country of Madai is making a plan to destroy Bavel. Ki nikmat Adonai hi, nikmat echalo. This is the vengeance of God, his vengeance for the sake of his temple that was destroyed. Pasuk Yudbet. El chomot Bavel sunes. Raise up a banner. The army is being told now to raise up their banner against the walls of Bavel. Hachziku ha-mishmar, hekimu shomrim, hechinu harvim. Get the guards ready, get the army ready, get the ambush ready. Different groups of soldiers with different jobs in the battle against Bavel. Ki gam zamam Adonai, because in this plot against Bavel, in these plans, is God himself. Gam asa et asher diber el yoshvei Bavel, he is doing now what he spoke about earlier, what will happen to the inhabitants of Bavel. Shechanta maim rabim, rabat otzorot. God's now describing Bavel as a nation that was dwelling on mighty waters. The nation of Bavel was sitting on the Euphrates River, the Fertile Crescent, which had many treasures, meaning it had great resources. And now, Bakitzech Amat Bitzech. Again, in a beautiful rhyme, your end has come, the end of your rule has come. Amat Bitzech. This last phrase here, Amat Bitzech, is very interesting. Betzah in Hebrew is used often in Chumash to describe an unjust gain or a profit that someone makes from a business deal which is corrupt. The Babylonians had taken much gain by stealing things from other nations, and that was called their betzah. And amah is a measure. Throughout the Bible, we measure height in amot. Recall how the word amah is used in all the measurements of the Mishkan. When someone receives punishment in measure for what they've done wrong, so that might be the meaning here of amat bitzech, you're getting punishment in the proper measurement for the betzah that you committed. But if you look at the pasuk, it has extra meaning, because in Hebrew also, an amah is a name for a water channel, and it's called that because its depth and its width is usually exactly one amah. Anyone who ever walked in Wadi Kelt has walked in that amat amayim, which is exactly one amah wide and one amah deep. If you look back now in Pasuk Yud Gimel, you see how beautiful the pasuk is. Shechant amayim rabim, rabat otzorot. You were dwelling on these mighty waters of the Euphrates, and now your end is coming, you're getting the right measure of punishment. But because Amah is also the name for a water channel, as well as a measure, and we describe Bavel as sitting on these mighty waters, therefore the phrase Amat Bitzech is very beautiful here. Pasuk Yedalad, Nishba Adonai Tzvot Benafsho, Ki Meleitich Adam Kielek, God swearing in his own name, that even though he has filled Bavel with people like locusts, because there's so many people, inhabitants in Bavel, Ba'anu Alai Chedad, still all these enemies are going to come, they're going to stomp on them, like the people stomping on grapes and singing Chedad. In the next several psukim, we're going to find a beautiful description of God who created the heavens and earth, and then contrast his greatness and strength to the misunderstanding of idols that the nations worship. Many of these phrases we find in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Davening in the Piyutim. Pasuk Tetvav. Ose Eretz b'kocho, mechin teva b'chochmato. He created the earth with his strength. Mechin tevel b'chokhmato. He prepared the universe with his wisdom. Uvitvunato natashamayim. And with his understanding, he stretched out the skies. Pasek tetzayim. Lekol tito hamon mayim b'shamayim. He simply raises his voice, and there's much water up in the heavens that will bring rain. V'yaon nisi'im mikse aretz. He brings clouds in full of water from the ends of the earth. Brakim lamatarasa. He makes lightning that later gives rain. V'yotzei ruach miyotzrotav. And he brings the wind from the places where he stores all of his treasures. As I'm sure you notice, many of the phrases here we find in Borchei Nafshi as well. Nivar kol adam midat, hovish kol tzarif mipasel. Any man is foolish in his wisdom compared to that of God, and any maker of an idol should be ashamed. Ki sheker nisko v'lo ruach bam. Nisko is when you pour metal into the form that makes the idol, so that pouring is sheker, it's false, because those idols have no ruach, have no spirit, they have nothing in them. Hevel hema, they're nothing. Maset tatoim, the work of delusion. Beit pkuratam yovedu, in the time of their doom, when God will come and punish them, they'll all be destroyed. These idols and this type of worship of idols is not the portion of Yaakov. Because the God of Israel is the creator of everything, as he described in the earlier psukim. Am Yisrael is the nachala of God. They're the nation chosen by God to represent him. Adonai Tzavot Shemo, the God of Israel, his name is Hashem Tzavot, the God who created everything. After that brief interlude, praising God and how great he is in contrast to the other gods and how Am Yisrael was chosen to represent him, now we're going to describe how God is calling upon the nation of Badai, describing them as a hammer coming now to smash the entire nation of Bavel. Pasachav, Mapet Atali, Klei Milchama. You, the nation of Madai, are like a hammer to me, God is saying. You will be my weapons of battle. V'nipatzti b'cha goyim, v'shchati b'cha mamlechot. I'm going to use you to smash these nations, and I'm going to use you to destroy all these kingdoms. V'nipatzti b'cha sus v'rochvo. I'm going to use you to smash the horses and the riders. V'nipatzti b'cha rechev v'rochvo. I'm going to use you to smash the chariots and their riders. V'nipatzti b'cha ish v'isha. You will smash men and women. V'nipatzti b'cha zaken v'nar. You're going to smash young and old. V'nipatzti b'cha b'chur b'tula. Young men and young women. God is going to use the nation of Madai to smash all these people in Bavel. V'nipatzti b'cha ro'e v'edro. He'll smash also the shepherd and their flock. V'nipatzti b'cha ikar v'tzimdo. I'm going to use you to smash the plowman, the farmer plowing his field with his oxen. V'nipatzti b'cha pachot u'zganim. I'm going to use you to smash the governors and their assistants, all the political leaders of Bavel. V'shilamti le'Bavel u'lechol yoshvei chazdim. I'm going to pay back the Babylonians and all the inhabitants of Chazdim. Et kol ra'atam asher asu b'tzion le'nechem numadonai. For all the evil they did to Tzion, the city of God, and to the people of Israel, God is finally going to pay them back, and it'll be in front of your eyes. Pasach hafei, hini elecha hara mashchit numadonai. God is referring to Bavel now as a mountain of destruction. Even though Bavel is on a plain, but they were so great and powerful, he compares them to a mountain. Hamashchit et kol ha'aretz, the nation that destroyed all the other nations. V'natiti et yadi alecha. I'm going to stretch out my hand against you. V'gilgalticha min aslaim. I'm going to roll you down from the rocks from high above. Untaticha lahar srifa. I'm going to put your mountain of strength and I'm going to burn it. V'lo yikhu bimcha even lefina. The destruction will be so total that the leftover stones from your buildings that will be destroyed will be so broken up that no one can reuse them for a cornerstone, the even lemosdot, or a foundation stone. Ki shimimot olam tiyeh numadonai. For Bavel will lay in desolation for all time. Pasach havzayin. Again, God is calling upon the nations now to go and fight Bavel. And now he's calling not only on Madai, but all the other nations from the north who go to join Madai against Bavel. Sun eis ba'aretz. Lift up a banner in the land. Tiku shofar ba'goyim. Kachu aleha goyim. Hashmiu aleha mamlechot arat miniv ashkenaz. Blow a shofar out so the nations will hear and gather together. Prepare all the nations for battle. Let the word be known in the kingdoms of Ararat, which is somewhere in the area of Turkey, in the nation of Mini and Ashkenaz. We're not sure where those nations are. Pigdu alea tifsar. Tifsar are ancient writings where they would give out the commands. So give out commands. Halus sus kielek samar. Get the horses ready. There'll be so many horses, they'll be so numerous, the Navi compares them to locusts that have dried out and become hard. Kachu alea goyim et machei madai. Get all the nations ready and prepared against them. All the kingdoms of Madai. Et pachoteha vet kol sganeha vet kol eretz memshoto. All the governors and their assistants and the entire land that it governs. Batirasha aretz v'tachol. Let the land quake and tremble from all the armies coming and moving all these horses. Ki kama abavel machshavot azunai. Lasumet eretz bavel l'shama me'en yoshev. God has plans and has thoughts how he's going to come up against Bavel to put the land of Bavel to desolation so that no longer will anyone live there. Chadlu giborei Bavel lilachem. The great mighty warriors of Bavel are going to stop fighting. Yashvu bam tzodot. They're going to sit back in their fortresses hiding. Nashtag vrotam hayu l'nashim. Their might is dried up. They become fearful like women. Heitzitu mishkonotea nishburu v'richeha. Its dwellings will be set on fire. Nishburu v'richeha. The bars that lock the gates are going to be broken. In the next pasuk, the Navi is going to describe how the messengers and runners within the army of Bavel are going to be running to the king with the news of defeat after defeat. Ratz likrat ratz yirutz. One runner after the other will be running to the king. Umagid likrat magid. One messenger after the other. Lagid lemelech Bavel ki nekada iro mikatze. To tell the king of Bavel that his city has been captured from one end to the other. Vamabrot nitpasu. The bridges that they used to cross Bavel from one side of the river to the other. Bavel sat on both sides of the river. And the king's palaces were on the side of the river farther away, better protected. Now those bridges have been taken. Vetagamim sarfu ba'esh. All the lakes that they had built were now burnt down. Ve'anshei ha'melchama nivhalu. And all the men of war became frightened. And now God's going to describe how he's bringing about this destruction of Bavel. Ki cho ama Adonai tzvot elahi Yisrael, bat Bavel. Ki goren eit hidricha. Bavel was like a threshing floor, just ready to be trodden. Od ma'at, in a short time, uba et hakatzir la. In a very short time, time to harvest Bavel and cut it down is coming. The next pasuk is very poetic. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Achalani hamamani Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. Hatzigani kli reik. Laani ketanin. Bila kreso ma'adanai hedichani. Achalani hamamani Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, had eaten me up. He had devoured me. Hatzigani kli reik. He made me like an empty vessel because he robbed everything that we had. Bla'ani ketanin, he swallowed me up like a crocodile. Milei kriso madanai, he filled up his own belly with all my delicious food. Hedichani, afterwards, he washed me away. Am Yisrael continues to complain in Pasuk Lamed Hei. Chamasi is those things that were taken from me. Sheri, most commentators explain, is the pain that my body suffered. So Am Yisrael says now, Chamasi u sheri abavel tomar yoshevet zion. V'dami el yoshvei chazdim tomar Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will say, the responsibility for my blood that was spilled is now falling upon the inhabitants of Kazdim. Lachin ko ma Adonai. Therefore God now answers the people of Israel who have complained in such a beautiful way about what Bavel did to them. Hineni ravet rivech. God comforts Israel and tells them, I'm going to take up your quarrel. V'nikamti et nigmatech. I will take your vengeance. V'charavti et yama. V'vashti et mekorah. I'm going to dry out its sea. And I'm going to take its water sources and dry them out as well. V'hayta Bavel legalim montanim. Bavel will simply be heaps of ruins, a place fitting for wild beasts to dwell. Shamau shreka mein yoshev. It'll be desolate, a place for people who hiss in astonishment of its destruction. No one can live in it. Yachdav kakfirim yishagu. The inhabitants of Bavel together, they'll be crying out like lion cubs. Na'aruk gorei arayot. They'll be wailing and crying like baby lions. Pasek lametet. B'chumam ashit et mishtehem. God's going to describe how he's going to cause the Babylonians to get drunk, to the point that they're going to die from that drunkenness. So when it's hot outside, I'm going to give them their party to drink. Vishkartim leman yalozu. I'll get them so drunk that they'll become wild. V'yashnushnat olam v'lo yakitzu num Adonai. They're going to sleep forever. They won't wake up from their hangover, God is saying. Oridem kecharim litvoach. I'm going to bring them down like fat sheep for slaughter. Kelim imatudim, like rams and he-goats, all for slaughter. Ech nekudash sheshach. How could it be that Bavel has been captured? Again, the name Sheshach is referring to Bavel in Atbash, switching the letters around. Shin Shin Chaf is the opposite in Atbash of Bet Bet Lamed. Ech nilkada Bavel. How was it that Bavel has been captured? Vatitafes tihilat kol haaretz. The glory of all the land, the powerful Bavel, has been caught. Ech hayta l'shama Bavel bagoyim. How could it be that now Bavel is the most desolate among the nations? Alav Bavel hayam. The sea has come up over Bavel. Bahamon galav nichsata, like a tsunami, all the waves of the sea are going to cover it. Hayu orel shama, its cities will be destroyed. Eretz tziyah v'arava, a land like a desert, like the Arava, all dried out, not livable. Eretz lo yeshev bahem ko'ish, a land that no one can live in. V'lo yavor bahem ben adam, no one will even pass by, it will be so desolate. U'pakarati al bel b'vavel, I'm going to punish now the god Bel, the god of Bavel. V'otzeiti et bil'o mipiv, I'm going to take out from its mouth what it swallowed. All the things that it took from the other nations, I'm going to take it out from them. Other nations won't flow to them now. But they'll used to be the center where everyone went to. That pasuk is very similar to Yishayahu Perek Bet in the time of Achrit HaYamim in Yemot HaMashiach. There is describing how nations will flow to Yerushalayim like a river. Here no longer will nations flow to Bavel because it won't be great anymore. Gam Chomat Bavel Nafala. Even the mighty wall of Bavel is going to fall. Su'um Mitochami. God now tells Am Yisrael, get out of there. God's giving you the opportunity now to leave Bavel as it will be destroyed. Umatu Ishet Nafsho Micharon Af Adonai. Get out of there. Save your soul from the anger of God. Ufen Yirach Levavchem V'tiru. Should your heart become worried and become fearful, Bashmua Nishmat Baretz, from the rumor that's coming through the land about the approach of Pras Umadai, Uva Bashana Shmua, one rumor will come in the first year, Uva Chara Bashana Shmua, and the next year there'll be another rumor. V'chamas Baretz, U'moshel Moshel, don't be afraid of all these rumors about Hamas in the land, about violence in the land, and about one ruler taking over another, first Madai and then Paras and finally Koresh. Don't worry about all that, because God's saying that's going to be for your good. It's through those events that Am Yisrael will be able to return to its land. Pasuk Mem Zayin, Lechein hinei yamim baim ufakarati apsilei bavel v'chol atzat tevosh. Therefore God says, the time is coming, and I'm going to punish all the idols of Bavel, and all its land will be ashamed. V'chol chalaleha yiplu b'tocha, and all of her slain will fall in her midst. Pasuk Mem Chet, there'll be so much joy about the fall of Bavel, v'rinenu al Bavel shemayim v'aretz v'chol ashir bahem. The heavens and the earth and everything inside of them, meaning the whole universe will be happy with the fall of Bavel. Ki mitzafon yavol la hashodedim numadunai, from the north, referring to Madai, the ravages are going to come upon them from the north, as we talked about before, referring to Madai. In a poetic way, Pasuk Mem Tet will describe why Bavel is falling. Gam Bavel linpo chalalei Yisrael. Bavel is being punished for it had slain the people of Israel. Gam leBavel naflu chalalei chol haaretz. Because of Bavel, also many people had been slain from all the nations. Pleitim mecherev hichu atamodu. Refugees from sword, don't stand still. Zichru merachok atadonai. Remember God from a distance. God's calling upon His people. Take advantage of this situation and go back to Israel. V'Yerushalayim talel levavchem. Your heart should remember now Yerushalayim. You should recognize these events, what's happening, and see in them the hand of God and know to return to Yerushalayim. Boshnu ki shamanu chepa, chistach chlima panenu, ki bau zarim amikdeshe beit Adonai. We were ashamed, our faces were covered with humiliation, because strangers entered the mikdash of God, God's temple. That's why we were so ashamed. Now God has made these events and given us the opportunity to return. God is calling upon His people to remember those events and now come back to the land. This pasuk can help explain why the Navi has been so verbose describing the fall of Bavel in the hands of Madai. The main point the Navi wants to make is when these events take place, Am Yisrael should see in them the hand of God and recognize not only the hand of God, but it's a sign from God that it's time to return to the land of Israel. Recall that he said that for the next 70 years, Bavel would be in charge. As Yirmiyahu said in Perek Chavtet, when those 7 years of Babylonian sovereignty are over, God's going to give you the opportunity to return, but you have to want to return. So these prophecies, especially in Parakim Nun and Nun Aleph about the fall of Bavel, have to be recorded so Am Yisrael will know when to take the hint from God to know it's time to come back to its land. Pasuk Nun Bet, Lachein hinei yamim baim num Adonai, days are coming, God says, Ufakarati apsila, I'm going to punish its idols. V'chol artsa ye'enok chalal. The entire land of Bavel will be choking and groaning in death. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Ki tale Bavel hashamayim, ki tevatzeh merom uza, should Bavel lift itself up even to the heaven and fortify itself with strength. I think here's a clear reference to the story Migdal Bavel, where they build a tower, V'roshob HaShemayim. Me'iti yavo shodedim lanu madunai. From me, God's saying, God's going to send the ravagers, and they're going to come and destroy it. Kol zakam b'Bavel. We will hear voices of crying out from Bavel. V'shever gadol me'eretz kasdim. And we hear the sounds of great destruction from the land of the kasdim. Ki shodeid adonai Bavel. It is God who is ravaging Bavel, not just Madai. V'beid mimena kol gadol. He will put an end to its great voice. This river and these waves, which are being sent now by God to destroy Bavel, will cause the Babylonians to raise their voice in crying out in their destruction. The ravagers are coming upon Bavel. Her mighty warriors are going to be caught. Her bows are going to be cut down. God will be the God of retribution. He will pay them the price for what they've done wrong. Vishkati sareha v'chachameha, pachoteha usganeha v'giboreha, v'yashnu shnat olam v'lo yakitzu, numa melech adonai tzvot shemo. God is going to make all the officers and the wise men and the governors and their assistants and all the mighty men of Babel, he's going to make them drunk. They're going to sleep in the drunkenness forever. They won't wake up from it. This is the message of the true king, Hashem Tzvot Shemo, God whose name is Hashem Tzvot. Kol Ma'adonai Tzvot, this is the word of God, Hashem Tzvot. Chomot Babel Harachava Ar Er Titarar. The mighty and broad walls of Babel are going to become unstable and fall down. U'Sha'arei Hagvohim Ba'ish Yitzatu. Its mighty high gates are going to be ignited with fire. Vigu amim b'derik, this nation of Babel will tire itself out for all the work, but it'll be for nothing. Ulumim b'de'esh v'ya'efu, and everything that they made, everything that Babel will make will be consumed in fire, and they'll become tired. Basically, everything that the Babylonians have built will be for naught, because it will all be destroyed. With that note, Yirmiyahu concludes his description of how Babel will fall. Now he's going to end the parak with a short little story of something symbolic that happened in the fourth year of Tzidkiyahu. Pasuk Nuntet, verse 59. Hadavar asher tzivah Yirmiyahu Navi, et Tzraya ben Neria ben Machseya, belechto et Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda Bavel, b'shnat ha-revit lemocho, u'Tzraya sar menucha. This is what God commanded Yirmiyahu to do when Tzraya, the son of Neria, went together with Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, to Bavel in the fourth year of his reign, and Tzraya was an important minister. We're not sure what that means, Sar Menucha, but he was an important minister who went with Tzidkiyahu on an official diplomatic mission to Babel. That was right before Tzidkiyahu decided to rebel. Vayichtov Yirmiyahu et kol hara asher tavo el Babel, el sefer echad. Yirmiyahu wrote down all these nevuot of what's going to happen to Babel onto a book. Et kol advar me'ele aktuvim el Babel. All these words about what's going to happen to Babel, he wrote them down in a book and sent them with Tzraya to Babel. Vayomer Yirmiyahu el Tzraya. Yirmiyahu said the following to Tzraya before he left Israel on his way to Babel. Kvocha Babel, when you arrive in Babel, Vareita, v'karat et kol advarim eile, you'll see, and you'll read to them all these things that I just wrote. V'yamarta Adonai ata dibarte el ha-makom hazeh lachrito. And you'll say, God, you spoke about this place to destroy it. V'virti hayot v'yoshev l'meyadam v'ad behema. That one day, even though now Babel is so powerful and big, one day this place will be empty for man and animal. Kishimimot olam tia, it will be a place of total desolation. When you finish reading this book that I gave you to read, tikshor lav evan, tie the scroll up and attach it to a stone, vishlachto atoch haprat, and then throw this book with the stone into the Euphrates River. The amarta, and you should say when you throw it in, kacha tishka bavel, this is the way that Bavel will sink. V'lotakum b'tnei hara'a asher nochi mevi aleha. It will never get up again from this terrible destruction and evil that I'm going to bring upon it. It will be tired out. This is the end of the words of Yirmiyahu about Bavel. So that's the end of chapter 51. Perek Nun Bet, which will be the last perek of Sefer Yirmiyahu, will bring us back to the end of Sefer Melachim. It will be our topic of tomorrow's shir, which will conclude our study of Sefer Yirmiyahu.